Yeah, that was, I forgot about that. That was one of the sands there. In other words, we'd run up on a, especially the grown people there, and I can remember them saying that it's a Christmas gift, give it here.
Mm-hmm. Whoever said it first then had to give it.
Well, it not say it wouldn't.
You didn't have to give a gift.
No gift there. And sometimes I just, to really make him feel little, they went and bought him a cigar or something like that and give to him to make him feel.
A stick of candy.
Something like that.
Nice.
Some little something that'll make him feel a little little then. At least that was the attitude I would take on it.
How about the New Year? What?
New Year's celebration was nothing. In other words, us country people there celebrated New Year just as another day there.
We didn't. You just say Happy New Year?
Well, not
very seldom.
Very seldom. In other words,
it wasn't tied in with the church.
But no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Now, Christmas, you could bet one thing on New Year's. On New Year's Day, we had black-eyed peas and hog joe. Now, you could bet on that. Now, that was a must. Now, why, I don't know that. They said it was to bring good luck. If it did, we sure would have mighty bad luck. That's all I can say.
If you had black-eyed peas and hog jaw on New Year's Day, you'd always have plenty to eat all year long.
Well, we always said bring good luck.
What was the point of that? Was it a very modest meal?
Well, it's just an ordinary meal, just like any other meal there that we put
in. And instead of using the fat back or the stricoline to boil the peas with, they used the hog jaw.
In other words, that was the hog jaw. There was a part of the jaw right here that they saved for that purpose. In other words, it was actually the hog jaw itself. You know, if you know a hog there, they have a fat jaw right there.
Mm-hmm.
And in skinning the head and cleaning the head, they would save that hog jaw and salt it away. And save it for that purpose. Or you could go to the store and buy it, either one.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, now you can go hit the store and buy the hog jaw and save it.
You talked about the black-eyed peas. What other things did you grow in did you grow at home, and what did you call the...
Well, now,
the place where you grew it.
Well, we call it the garden.
Garden,
truck patches. In other words, we have a little corner in the field that was tedious to plow there, short rows there. We'd put it maybe in peas or butter beans or something on that order there. Now, I tell you where my daddy done mostly, where we ate there. See, back when I was a kid there, we planted, we didn't have fertilizer, we didn't use fertilizer. We cleared up new grounds, and we'd plant our corn on 4-foot rows. And when we go in there to plant it there, my daddy would run a bull tongue, a shovel, in other words, it was on a shovel plow with a deep, and he'd run that first. And then he'd come back there and Lias take a turning plow, what we call Lias, make two furrows on it. In other words, a round on it, which would be two furrows.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would drag it off and plant his corn. And then he would go in there and scrape the corn and chop it out. And then we would start working this wide middle back to it. And when we went to lay it by, it took two rounds for each row. And then you had a big bulk there left in there, and you'd take a shovel plow with a heel sweep and run that out. And then we'd run a planter of peas right in the center of that.
I see.
In other words, 4-foot rows, in other words, the ground after you have the corn, the ground was not rich enough to grow corn thicker. It made a nice ear of corn.
Mm-hmm.